Blog Talk Radio.
Load the whip.
see the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, ATL, Houston, and LA. Ask Dave Chappelle about my bitch. He got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Up all night, baby. Apple number 16. Y'all can't do that.
Frank Williams Realty for all of your real estate needs. Call me. Let's talk. 678-549-0274 is my number. You can call me. Let's talk about real estate. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about whatever you want. Right? Today is Free for All Friday. All lines are open. Y'all can call in and talk about whatever you want. I don't care what it is. Let's talk about it. But again, our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, or you know someone who's thinking of buying or selling their home, put me in touch. Put them in touch with me. You can reach me by email, frankwilliams@kw.com, or you can reach me by phone, 678-549-0274. And all of you who are listening via my show page live at Blog Talk Radio, you can just click on that icon that says follow this show. And that will allow you to set it up where you'll be able to follow the show and get show notes and everything each time I have an episode. Call in 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Once you call into the show, then you can press the number 1 on your keypad. If you'd like to talk and give us your comments or opinions. Again, it's Friday, guys. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. I'm here. You're here. Let's talk. Free for All Friday. Let's talk about, I mean, I got something to say about the police. I know everyone's heard about the cops in Memphis that, you know, kill somebody. I mean, you know, I want to talk about some things that men do, things that women do. Same-sex marriage. My goodness. And, of course, next weekend is the Super Bowl. All right? Free for All Friday, guys. Let's talk. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Okay, again, guys, it's Friday. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you guys have a great weekend, all that. And let's talk. Now, looking back on this thing that happened in Memphis with the five cops, okay, if some of the rumors are true, I don't know, but maybe they are. Maybe I'm spreading more rumors. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you hadn't heard something that I've heard. Maybe I hadn't heard something that you heard. And after, you know, sooner or later, all the pieces will fall together, and we'll find out really what happened. Now, there was a radio station or a radio personality in Memphis now, where all this happened, who spilled the beans, supposedly, and said that, you know, one of the five police officers that beat this guy to death, really, okay, one of the police officers says that this guy was sleeping with his ex, which is his baby mama, but they weren't even together. You know what I'm saying? And this is what this guy said. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just repeating what he said. That's how rumors go, right? But he said that they both work at FedEx together, the baby mama, the cop's baby mama, and the guy that they killed. They both worked at FedEx together. And he was messing around with her. And they caught up with him, right? Three doors down from his mama's house. It's this is strange now. Three doors down from his mama's house. And pulled him out of his car and to beating the hell out of him. Now, you know, I haven't seen the video from front to back, right? They say it's like 66 minutes long or something crazy like that, right? And, you know, not 66 minutes of beating. I'm not saying that, but between the stop and the end when they put him in the ambulance, or whatever, I guess, 66 minutes, okay? And stop watching the video after about 6 minutes. I'll tell you why. Because the first part of the video, the police were okay with their body cam and showing what was going on, right? And from what I saw, it's supposed to be a traffic stop, okay? A traffic stop. But what I saw was I saw a hand out in front with a gun going up to the car, saying, "Get out the MFing car! Get out the effing car! Get out the MFing car! MF, get out!" I mean, right there. So that was about like 4 minutes. So the next couple of minutes, I was just saying, "Oh my God, what's happening here?" So I stopped. I didn't even see one blow. I didn't even see him pull him out the car. Cause I knew that right then, when he had his gun pulled out, coming up to the car, it's getting ready to be bad, right? Because no police officer that I've encountered. Now, I've been pulled over a couple of times, but not, for supposedly speeding, but I'm on the way to work at damn crack of dawn in the morning, going through a little small town trying to get to work, and cop pulled me over. Anyway, so stops him for a traffic stop, supposedly. But what cop wants you to get out of the car. If you open your door to get out of your car, they like, hey, no. Now he might pull his gun out, right? But they're going to tell you to stay in the car. Put your hands up where I can, put your hands on the wheel so I can see him. At that point, if you try to get out of the car. But I don't try to get out of the car. I sit there. I'm waiting for him to come to the car and tell me what did I do wrong. Now I don't see people coming up to the car, walking up to the car with the gun out already. Right? They don't do that. They don't do that. But now they pull the guy out of the car. They handcuff him. They sit him down on the sidewalk. And, well, I like I said, I didn't watch any more of the video. But I was told that they just kicked him in the face a couple of times, stood him up, pulled their nightsticks out, crashed him in the chest in the midsection about three or four times, just beat him bad. Okay? And at the same time, they were covering, kind of, putting blocks on the body cam, putting his arm over there at one time, moving it back and forth, blocking the body cam, seeing stuff like, stop resisting. Why are you resisting? Such and such and such. Making up a case against it. Right? When the body cam couldn't see what was going on. So they're hiding the body cam. They didn't know that there was a street cam that was capturing the whole incident. See, they didn't know the street cam was capturing the whole incident. They trying to block their body cams. But the street cam was catching the whole incident. Okay? And then, this is where the officer screwed up. He took a picture of the bloody, beaten, battered dude on the sidewalk. He took a picture of him and sent it to his baby mama. To his baby's mama, that he wasn't even messing with. He wasn't even dealing with her. And he upset because old boy was dealing with her. See, when this first happened, my wife spilled it right at the beginning. She said, that's some personal stuff. That's something personal. That's not the ordinary, police brutality. They caught a dude on the street that was, selling dope, and they ended up trying to subdue him because he hound dope, and they beat him down, and they choked him till he couldn't breathe anymore and killed him. That this wasn't it. Simply because you don't hear about black cops killing people. Really. I'm sure it's happened. But you don't hear about black cops killing people like that. You know what I'm saying? Caught him on the street, choked him to death. Put his knee in his neck for 70 minutes and choked him to death. Shot him in the back five times, killed him while he was running down the street unarmed. Killed him, shot him because he thought he had a pistol in his hand, thought he pointed at him. Shot him because a firecracker popped two blocks away and he thought he was shooting at him. I mean, ridiculous stuff, right? That wasn't this at all. Like, five cops beat down one guy? Five black cops beat down one black man to death. You don't hear about that. So my wife said, that's perfect. She said, that's some personal stuff right there. And it seems like that's exactly what it's turning out to be. Some personal stuff. Some personal stuff. 516-531-9483 is the name of the show. Number to the show. It's the number to the show where you can call in, listen live, and you can press the number one on your keypad if you'd like to come in or give your opinion. Hey, it's Free For All Friday, guys. You can talk about whatever you want. I chose to talk about this little police thing because it's intriguing. Plus, we're going to find out what really happened. I mean, there's rumors sweating all around. We're going to find out what really happened. And then, you know, I went to the barbershop this morning, and my barber, her cousin is Fulton County Sheriff or something like that. And he is in the shop every Saturday morning, right? I usually go on Saturdays. We usually chop it up in the shop on Saturdays. But she told me that he said that these guys out standing out smoking cigars and everything after they done beat this guy down. Standing around. It's a crime scene now. They standing around smoking cigars. Talking about what happened. Come on, man. Y'all, you know, and then this is what I like too. And I think this will slow down some of these police from doing crazy stuff. I mean, I know you got a badge, you got a gun, you walk around, you know, and then you off duty and you think your stuff don't stink while you're off duty. I know. I had some friends that were police officers. I've seen them. Some of them cool cats. But I got a couple of them who think they all that. I mean, come on, man. And I guess you can't leave it out there in the streets. But, you know, I, the reason I say that is because, you know, I know cops that are on both sides. Kind of freakish, kind of funny, and a couple of them decent guys. But these guys, I mean... I don't give a damn about you, but you're not going to take me down with you. See? You didn't hear not one of these guys talk and say, man, hey, man, let's not do that, man. That's enough. Man, we can't kill this guy. No one said anything like that. None of the other officers tried to stop it. So all of them going down. And then they said there were three firemen that responded to the scene. They didn't do anything to stop the beating. They got fired. I don't know if they're going to be brought up on charges. But these five cops should get first-degree murder. They should get life in prison without a chance of parole. They should never see the light of day again, just like this kid not going to see the light of day again. I don't know if they had a death penalty or whatever in Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know, but might be headed that way. And, you know, all for nothing. Really? All for nothing. And this guy was three doors away from his mama's house. Three doors. And they say you heard him scream on the video, mama, help, mama. He's screaming for his mama. This guy weigh 150 pounds. And you got five police swinging on him. While he got handcuffs on. Not even close to a fair fight, 5-on-1. But then now you even got my hands tied behind my back, standing behind a badge, supposed to be protecting citizens. And they beat the hell out of citizens. They don't protect them; they beat the hell out of them. Oh, that's one of them. What they call themselves, scorpions? Oh, that's one of them scorpions. He crazy now. That's that crazy one right there. That's that crazy one right there. He crazy. Out of all of them, he the craziest right there. He crazy. He went up and skipped them house. He went up and skipped them house. One night, man. He tore up everything in the house. He slammed all they big screens. He slammed. Let me stop now. He tore up all the big screens. He knocked all their furniture over, broken glass, everything, man. Tore down their front door and the back door. He tore down the front door and the back door. And they had to clean all that stuff up, man, and pay for all that stuff. That one right there, he crazy. No, y'all don't mess with him. He crazy. And that's how they are. We used to have a squad in Atlanta when I was living in Atlanta called the Red Dogs. They had to disband the Red Dogs. They were supposed to be against the drugs. And they were busting up in drug houses, man, arresting these boys, taking their dope, taking their money. And then they'd take them to jail, and they'd say that they had, instead of four kilos, they had one. Instead of $60,000, they had $20,000. And they keep the dope and they keep the money. These guys were driving Corvettes, working for the police department. Red Dogs. And you know if you go up in somebody, go up in the drug boys, I'll take their money and take their dope, and then you're going to take me to jail, and then we go to court, you're going to say I had one brick and not four bricks. Come on, man. Now, you know we got problems. Because we're going to tell everybody else that, hey, man, the Red Dogs came up in there. They found four bricks, but they only said they had one. They found my $60,000. But they said they only found $20,000. See, that kind of stuff there. That's what got the Red Dogs a bad name. And I guarantee you these scorpions, these five guys in Memphis, was that same kind of dogs. I guarantee you it was. Think they badasses. Because they got the badge. Because they got the okay to do this. But they done them. Hey, man, I tell you, the most hurtful thing to me is that it was five black men on one black man, and they put this man in the ground. They killed him. I guarantee you them other guys had no intentions. And he probably didn't either intended on killing this guy. He just wanted to, you know, beat him. It didn't work out that way. So now they all have to go to jail. Man, now, you know, the prisoners, these guys is already locked up. They already know you coming, dog. They got TVs and everything in the prison. them prisoners already know that these five scorpions, y'all, they coming. They on the way here, where we are. And guess what? A couple of the guys that's in there already, they had a run-in with some of them scorpions. Or them scorpions. Boy, oh boy. Ain't the way how the tide turn. Now, actually, to me, you're gonna die worse death than the guy you beat to death. You know, I know he suffered for a while, for a couple of days. He suffered, but man, you getting ready to suffer for some years. Y'all getting ready to suffer for some years. Unless you find the bottom of your pants and hang yourself. You know, you twist up the bottom of your pants around your neck somehow and squeeze it to death, choke yourself. But man, that's not worth it, dog. That's not worth it. And then, this friend of mine asked me about men and women that do things, you know, cheat with each other. That's what happens, man. It happens. It happens all the time, every day. Hey, somebody cheating right now. You know, but that's men and that's women. Been doing it forever. Ain't no secret. But this, you know, and then, you know, another person just texted me talking about, Frank, what you think about same-sex marriage? See, I ask people to come on the show all the time and talk. They want to send me a text and say, same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage. I really can't say much about it because this is my take. And you guys can call in 516-531-9483. My take is I grew up in an era where that wasn't allowed. Now they allow it. And yeah, there were people who were same-sex, people who were living together and doing everything they wanted to together. Yeah, it was. But it wasn't like it is now. I mean, it's done blown and blown and blown and blown and blown now. Now, anytime you look at TV, it's something on there about, you know, gays and lesbians. So, same-sex marriage, man, you know, nah, I'm not with it. To each his own, but I'm not with it. I don't care what you do, but I'm not with it. You know, you see men on TV kissing each other. Come on, dog. I don't care. I don't care if it's a movie. If I'm an actor, you gonna give me a script, and I'm right. Frank, read this script. Let me know if you want to take this part. I'd love for you to have this part, Frank. Read the script. All right, I'll read the script. I go home, sit back, and put me some ice in the glass and pour a little Jack on it. Start reading the script. And before I even into the meat of everything, it's going to tell you about your characters, right? So, Frank, we want you to play the character of Al. And Al and Jeffrey, they're lovers. And I, hey, what kind of lovers, you know, you talking about? They love each other as friends, or, you know, they love to be together and hang out together, or, you know, they, them and their wives love to hang out together. What we talking about? Nah, Frank, yeah, y'all gay men. Y'all like to be together. I'm like, come on, man. That wouldn't even cross my mind. I wouldn't even get into nothing else into that. That's just how I am. My wife say I'm homophobic, but, you know, that's how I grew up. We called them sissies back then. Sissies. And they that men that think that want to be women. We call them sissies. I had one in my family. But you see what happened. His mama, when he was like 6 or 7 years old, his mama allowed him to go in her closet, put on her clothes, put on her dress, put on her shoes, put on her hat, put on earrings. You know, they pretty much had them clip-on earrings back in the day. And he come prancing his ass down the stairs. Dun, 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 dun. And she fall out laughing. Look at her. He's so funny. Look at him shoes he got on. Look at her. He wearing that hat. Look how he got that hat on. That was the start. Now he like a $17 bill. That's how far blown out he is. Married to a man. So you're not born, right? You're not born that way. It happens, right? It happens over time. You start to get into that lifestyle. You start dealing with somebody who is gay. And that's what happened. You fall for it. And then some of the gay guys get offended because they're gay. They get mad because somebody said something about them. Man, you the one walking around here like you're a woman? Yeah, they going to talk about you. See, you got to be able to deal with that if you're going to be in that lifestyle, because folks going to talk about you. And some folks will talk about you in your face. Look at your old punk ass. Some folks will talk about you in your face. But you chose that lifestyle. And I'm going to close with this, guys. People that are in these interracial marriages and relationships is no different to your relationship than it is with the gay and lesbian relationships. And all I'm saying is that if you don't think that people are going to talk about you when you go out there in the public, and whisper about you when you go out there in the public. Maybe even some people say something to you when you go out there in the public. Then you done chose the wrong thing. Because you're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get talked about. You're going to get asked. And why you didn't marry in your own race? You're going to get asked. You're going to get talked about. The gays, you're going to get asked. You're going to get talked about. Deal with it, right? That's just the way it is. Hey guys, it's Friday. I hope you guys have a great, great weekend. Take care of yourselves. I may be on Sunday. I got something going on Sunday. I may come on Sunday and share that with you guys. I may do that. But if I do, you'll be the first to know. Have a good weekend, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See ya.
Jamaica, he owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas cause he never got his papers, gave up on love fucking with them heartbreakers, but he was getting money with the movers and the shakers, he was mixed with a couple things, bore like a couple rings, bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing, left arm baby mother tatted, 5 year bid up north when they ratted, anyway I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them, took them out to Belgium, welcome, bitches is pretty, that's seldom, this box better in the box he was held in. I'm mama's eating the outer. I call him daddy like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's top of the top, but I never fuck with beginners. I let him play with my pussy, then lick it out from his fingers. I'm in the zone.
A few times, hun, I'm mama alike. So all they do is fight. I tell her, make me some money. She tell me, make me a wife. I tell that bitch, you crazy. Fuck wrong with you. And excuse my French, but I'm a long kisser. And then she try to tell me I'm the only one that's hitting. And I say, what about them niggas? She say, what about them niggas? You right. What you doing tonight? Put on something tight. Don't judge me, I get life. She love me like a brother, but fuck me like a husband. Push it like an oven. Too hot to put my tongue in. All I had to do was rub it. The genie out the bottle.